Off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online. And that will bring up the stream, and you'll be all set to go. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out. There's some really cool stories. People rescuing a possum baby and the story of the possum living with them. Oh, God, too cute. There's a wonderful story of people who found a bumblebee that couldn't fly anymore, and they took it home and made it a little habitat, and it's still living, and it's having a wonderful life. They pick it flowers every day. That's a very cool story, and they're just some really great stuff. And but the cattle dog playing baseball with his dad and using a plastic baseball bat to really whackle the dog, that's something to be seen. Your mom should see that one, Nathan. Speaking of baseball, I have lost my guy.
I'm here.
Well, not really. He's glued to the. I told him to watch the game, and he really is. So, an update. How are the Mariners doing? And where are
we? It is currently 2-1 Baltimore. I had my distraction a little bit removed because it looked like Sebi Zavala was going to hit a 3-run home run, but unfortunately, he was about a foot shy of the wall with his hit. So.
Is he one of our guys? I don't know.
That's one of our guys.
Oh, so it would have been really good if that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We would have pulled ahead, maybe possibly 4-2, but nope, they caught it.
But it's early in the game, isn't it?
It is. It's only the second inning still.
Oh, all right. So plenty of time. All right. Well, keep us posted if anything great happens. Now, Natasha was able to tell me some really good stuff about Tofu and the dog that's missing out in my neighborhood. I'm asking a lot of her and want some really a lot more detailed information, but I think we will not do that on the air. She will give that to me off the air. She's able to come up with more. Missing people or animals. Natasha's a great one to look at the energy. And of course, if there's anything you'd like to know about your animal friends, do you want to know how they're feeling? If they like what they're eating? Well, you got any questions about your animal friends? Today is your day to take advantage of Natasha being here. Or would you like a little personal reading yourself? What's coming up or anything you want to look at? Like, are you buying a condo like Nathan is and all that good stuff? And it's always helpful to check in ahead of time.
Yeah, because that's the thing is sometimes it seems like there's a lot of us that are having to make some core decisions.
Uh-huh.
You know, should I change my jobs? Should I do this? And I may not tell you yes or no. But I'll give you.
Well, and you don't really function like that kind of psychic telling people what to do.
I don't.
You just help guide them and help them make better decisions themselves, I think.
And that's the way that I try to do. I've had people who come back to me years later and said, you know, the tools that you gave me have given me good chances of making better decisions through my life. Mm-hmm. And that's what my goal is to help you get grounded into knowing what decision that can be better for you at that time. Because sometimes there is the right decision to make at this time, even though you may think, you know, down the road it might not be the best decision. But yet there's something about saying yes to that decision, you know, like a previous caller, you know, making the decision to connect with that realtor. That realtor gave her the property that felt right to her to get. So sometimes you have to say yes to a decision to get you through to the next journey, even though that, you know, the property that you were going to look at wasn't the right one, you know. So, you know, I love to support you in that giving you the steps in how to make a better decision for you.
All right. And she's here and would love to do that for you. So if you would like to chat with Natasha, now is your chance. She's free on the air. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and I do, the reason why I do that is because there's so many human aspects in making decisions nowadays that if I said, you know, do this or do that, and the boss was angry that day and didn't end up firing the person that was going to give you that job, you know, it's like, you know, things are changing all the time. And when you add that human aspect into it, that's unpredictable. And I don't want people to be able to make choices for themselves.
Yeah, and
be empowered.
The truth is that, well, you know, any good psychic or, you know, person,
mm-hmm.
you read the energy as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that can change in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Or next week or next year. So, you know, you have to be reasonable.
I really try to be integrity.
Did I miss it? Nathan, did you give me a phone call signal?
Yep, we just had one come through.
All right. Well, why don't we just get to it? Where are we going?
We are going down to Kent, and we'll speak with Diane and calling about her cat, Biscuit. Welcome to the show, Diane. You're live on Martha Norwalk's Animal World.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I adopted this little guy about 5 months ago. He's an adult, and he's a short-haired black male kitty, and he's FIV positive. And they thought he was like 3 to 4 years old when I got him. And I had the vet work up and everything, and she did a major dental on him where he actually had to have all but 5 teeth removed.
Mm.
Oh.
They were in such a bad shape. And she said she thinks because of that situation, he's a lot older.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting that he's older.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And 7 to 8, she's just guesstimating. And so, I mean, he's just a love. I just love him to death, and I just was wondering if there's anything else I can do for him or how he's feeling or just kind of give me a reading on him.
Okay, well, while Natasha tunes in, Diane, I'm just going to give you credit for being a great caller. Did you all notice when Diane called in, she told him she gave us his name, she told him his description and everything, going all those details, boom, 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 and so we're ready to go. So thank you, Diane, for
You're
being
welcome.
So on top of this. So, Natasha, what are you getting about Biscuit?
He's feeling much better. That's going to help a lot of with the small infections that are going around in his body. But most of all, he's peaceful. So you taking him in, he doesn't have to worry about his future. He doesn't have to worry about where is he going to be, what's his next meal.
And he knows that? He feels
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he
safer?
Feels that. He feels that, and he's very grateful for that in an animal's language of gratitude. And what he's just loving the way that you are caring about him. Mm-hmm. He feels like he's found home. He's found
That's
home.
Nice. Yeah, he came from a hoarding situation in Eastern Washington of 31 cats.
Yeah, oh, wow. No, he's feeling home. He's feeling home, and he does not mind being alone. He's not necessarily wanting to always be alone, but yet at the same time, he's happy being with you. He's happy for the calmness. He's happy. He's just feeling very gratitude that he's being taken care of. And he didn't want to go to the doctor, but he's glad he went to the doctor.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Actually, the doctor came to him because I have a mobile vet. So.
Yeah, well, to him, he was going to the doctor.
Right.
And so with that he's feeling good about that story.
No, what about Diane had been told when she
yeah,
adopted
he's older.
Him 3 to 4.
Yeah,
you
older.
Got older. And then the vet guessed at 7 to 8.
Mm-hmm,
Does
yeah.
that feel like yeah. she's in the range
mm-hmm,
or is
yeah.
it older than that?
No,
even?
He's over
seven
five.
To eight
yeah,
feels,
he's over five and not 10. So
okay.
he's, yeah, he may, you know, I wanted to kind of, should I say this?
Sure.
That he may not be the long-lived cat, but he's going to be very fulfilled long-lived cat. Mm. He's going to feel very, you're going to have some very cherished years with him.
Yay, because that's exactly what I wanted, because I'm older myself, and I didn't want, I mean, I've always had kitties, but I didn't want to get any baby kitties because I didn't want to outlive them. And
yeah, I hear you on that one.
Yeah. So I was looking for an older kitty, and I saw him. I got him from the whole Cat and Caboodle up in Kirkland.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Is it nice place?
Great. Yeah, they're really good. They do boarding, grooming.
That's a great name, though.
Nah.
The whole Cat and Caboodle.
Isn't that funny?
That's a great name.
So I saw him online, and he'd been in rescue. They had just gotten him from Eastern
yeah.
Washington, but he'd been over there for almost 8 months, and no one was getting him. And I love black kitties, and I thought, you know, here's this little male adult kitty
mm-hmm.
that's got FIV.
Yeah.
He's black. No one's going to get him, so I'm taking him.
No,
oh,
he's very grateful. He's very grateful.
Do you see the FIV causing any issues or anything?
It won't for a long time.
Okay,
it won't for now for a couple of years. But when it does, please don't spend your life savings on him.
No.
Okay.
No,
and he's saying that. He's
yeah.
grateful for that you will take care of him. You'll give him, you know, like the rescue remedy or whatever you can give him to support him in his journey.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that last ditch effort. He's saying, please don't. The quality yeah. is what's going on now.
Right. Yeah.
And
it
thank you for
like
the
he's
teeth.
He's real
yeah.
happy.
And, oh, yeah, and, he is. He's very, he knows what he came from. To go where he's at.
Well, he can appreciate his life with Diane now because of where he came from.
Exactly. So with that, so going into that, a little bit of Nels once in a while and doing that kind of stuff will help him prolong.
Okay.
But he's saying, though, that
so
you will know,
should...
you will know. And this is a teller for the future, which I usually
oh, no,
don't. But he wanted you to know that when the time comes, he will make choices for how his health will go.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
And
okay.
you mentioned
Thank you for
Dr.
That.
Nils. I don't think you were meaning that she needs to work with him privately.
No.
But just call in on the second Sundays
uh-huh.
for a tune-up. here and there.
Exactly.
So do you know that Dr. Nails and Linda are here on the second Sunday, Diane?
Yep, I'll give a call.
Yeah. So
and it's not now. He might need a little bit of a tune-up, especially getting that rid of that many teeth.
I was going to say,
he was getting some infections that were kind of going through his, he wasn't eating as well, he wasn't digesting as well, because, you know, and then the toxicity of the teeth were kind of going through his body a little bit, so it might not help hurt, you know, to get a little tune-up, but his body knows how to heal. His body knows how to negotiate a lot of things. I'm just speaking of those next, you know, in the next like maybe 5 years that slippery slope that he may end up on. That he just wants you to. It's just a preteller for you, so that you know that he knows himself.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
He knows himself. He's had to be self-sufficient, and he knows himself. So he'll let you know what he wants.
Yeah.
He talks. Does he? He talks to you, doesn't he?
Yes. I just love him to death.
Yeah. So
just
he'll
a fun kitty, and I was afraid that because I've got dogs, and they're all very cat savvy. They love cats.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, we've got to make sure he's going to get along with the dogs. So I took him on a 2-week trial, and oh my God, he definitely loved my dogs, and my dogs loved him. And
yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, that's good.
That sounds like this is a match made in heaven here. We got a really good hookup, huh?
His tone and his meow will change when he needs you to listen to him.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you think his belly and everything is doing okay with the foods and everything I'm feeding him, and he's happy with that?
Yes, because he's getting consistent.
Okay, good.
He's getting consistent.
Okay, yeah, he's on strictly canned food, so.
Yeah, he's getting
That's
consistent.
That's the way to go these days. No longer recommend dry food for cats.
Nope,
the recommendation is canned food, and with his no teeth,
right,
he needs a soft food.
Yep.
Exactly.
I got a no-teether myself.
Yeah, I just wish she would have taken them all so that I don't have to worry about those getting bad. But, you know, it's like she said, they were still good, so she said I couldn't.
Yeah, no. Don't do more than what you have to do.
Okay
so we're all good? All right.
No, you're good.
Diane, thank you so much for being a good mama. And just mark your calendar, second Sunday of June. Give us a call so we can get Biscuit tuned up.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, I think you said we've got another caller, but I think we need to sneak in advertisers before we do that, correct?
Yeah, we'll take care of those advertisers and then return with Kathy from Everett.
All right, Kathy, you hold on. We will be back at you here shortly. We'll take care of our advertisers, which is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Phone calls are next. Oh, and by the way, if you want to get in, we've got time for a few more. 425-373-5527. We continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And the best cat vitamins there are New Pro Nuggets, and the cats just love them. You can use them for treats or get picky cats to eat. Or just as their vitamins, they'll gobble them right up. And the best dog supplement, the powder, makes a nice gravy and gets picky eaters to eat and keeps their hair on their bodies and not on your floor. Check them out. N-U-P as in Peter, R-O. NuproSupplements.com is where you can learn about all the supplements. If you can't find them in your local pet store, often stores are carrying the dog formula stuff, but everything is available on Amazon. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, we heard from Natasha. And she, of course, is now intuitiveclarifications.com. And YouTube channel is Natasha IC.
Mm-hmm. Natasha no. Venter IC. Mm-hmm.
Natasha Venter IC. Mm-hmm. And you, of course, are here on the third Sunday of every month. And are you still doing your podcast on Wednesdays at 4?
That's at 4 o'clock.
And you do that on, we get to you on YouTube for that, right?
We do. Yeah, I've been focusing more on YouTube because Facebook has been interesting in its stance of how its algorithms have been changing up and its negotiations. So I've been focusing more on Instagram and my YouTube channels.
Okay. So 4 p.m. Wednesdays, go to Natasha Venter IC on, and that's the letter I and the letter C.
Yes. I've been posting on all platforms, though, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn. So.
And then you're available for private readings.
Yes, I am.
And you do that on the phone or in person or?
On Zoom. Yep.
Excellent.
I can do it on any of those platforms, especially if you're up in the Skagit Valley. It's easier to do it in person sometimes.
So you can go to Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, or you can just give her a call.
Mm-hmm.
Not now. She's on the radio. But after the show, you can call her. 360-770-7486.
Almost had it.
360-770-7486. All righty. We are heading to Everett. Is that correct? Before we head to Everett, did the Mariners catch up yet? Or
No.
Okay, never mind. We'll do that later.
Did you jinx them?
We'll talk about it later.
All right, we'll come back. We'll come back because I know Nathan's keeping an eye. All right, we're headed up to Everett. And Kathy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Good morning.
Hey, Kathy. Good morning to you.
So first, I need to let you, Martha, know that I have a leucocyte hummingbird.
A what?
It's like an albino, but it's not actually an albino. So it's a mottled beige and white color.
Really? Is that a variation of the Anna's or the Rufus? Do you know?
I couldn't tell you which one it is.
But you called it a leucocyte?
Yeah, it's the coloration. It's the name for the coloration.
Because a leukocyte is like a white blood cell.
Something, yeah. It's just the name they give them. And a lot of people consider white.
All right, just a minute, Hey, Siri, what's a leukocyte hummingbird? I'm just seeing if something comes up here.
There you go.
Siri's working on it. Leukocytes in urine. See, white blood cell. Leukocyte. Okay. I didn't get any leukocyte in the hummingbird department. So that's what you've heard that they're called?
Well, no, that's what I got from Google because I've seen it outside at my feeder.
Okay.
So it's
just kind of a light beige all over or something?
It's kind of a mottled light beige and white. So it's like what a lot of people refer to as the spirit animals. You know, occasionally there's a white buffalo or a white deer.
Right. So I never even thought about it, but I guess, Natasha, can hummingbirds come in albino form?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, how cool is that? All right.
Pretty cool because I'm going through some personal major changes, and I'm actually calling in about my good buddy here who's staring at me. His name is Tucker. He is almost 13 years old. He cannot hear, and he's had some of his teeth removed.
Now, is Tucker in a dog suit or a cat suit?
Tucker is in a Shetland sheepdog suit. Yes.
Oh, okay. So a Sheltie suit. Okay. So, and about 13, and he's a male, neutered male, I assume.
Yes, he is.
Okay. And what would you like to know about Tucker?
Well, this is kind of a tough one because it's beyond what some people like to talk about sometimes.
We might have already talked about this subject, so please dive in.
I'm in the process of a major move after being in the same place for the entire time I've had him. I rescued him when he was 5.
Uh-huh.
But I'm moving, but I don't know when. And what I'm asking Natasha, is to try and key in on whether Tucker is going to accompany me on this move because I don't know when it will take place. And I'm a little concerned that he's hanging in here. He's not showing horrible signs of aging, but there are some.
Well, but at 13 years, he's getting up there towards the lifespan and so forth. Well, I can see Natasha is intensely concentrating on the energy. So what are you getting with Master Tucker here? Is he hanging out or for a while? He's in here for the long haul or what's going on?
He is supporting you through this part of the change. Mm. The question is that he may not be with you. I do see you with the two dogs in the new place, but not for very long if that is the interaction that happens. So he would be one that would be...
Does Kathy have two dogs now?
Yes. And so what it is that I see you with two dogs in the new place. If it happens sooner than later, if it goes longer than probably a year, then I see you with one dog.
Okay.
So he's really helping you through this time. He's keeping you on a schedule. He's keeping you on an understanding. He's being there. He's not staying for you, but yet he is helping you through it. So you may have that transition happen all at the same time, which my love is with you. But, you know, it's one of those things that I don't see him staying with you in a long term in the new place if that transition happens sooner than later. Because he's not ready to go right now. So if you move, let's say in the newer time, because there's so many dominoes that are supposed to fall in the right way for you to move in, that earlier than later, I'm saying that he'll be there for you. I feel like he's going to be here for at least another 9 months or so. It's not now that he's trying to go away.
So, and following up with that, Natasha, when Tucker's ready, when it be becoming time, will Kathy just know? Or is there, I'm thinking my golden retriever before Robbie, mm-hmm. Annie Golden. When we had this discussion, because she went down slowly.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, she went down slowly. And so what she told me, she said, you know, Mom, when I can't hold my bladder or bowels mm-hmm. anymore, that's the signal, and I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie, you know, she went down slowly, and I knew it was real close, but one morning got up and she had wet her bed.
Mm-hmm.
I knew immediately, and she knew.
Mm-hmm.
On the phone, and the one place at the timing wise, the one place I actually put her in the car, and we went down. We came down here, right across the street to Seattle Humane,
mm-hmm.
Because they were willing to come out and do it in the car because mm-hmm. she wanted, and that's the other thing, she wanted to go in the Mini,
mm-hmm.
you know, and worked out quite beautifully. But we had a signal ahead of time. So will Kathy just know? Do we need to talk about a signal, or
yeah,
what do you think?
He'll go gracefully. I don't feel like Kathy's going to have to struggle with this one.
Okay, do you feel like he will need her help to leave that body, or
that
he'll
is
pass
a,
naturally,
that is,
or
that
do
is
we
a question,
know that yet?
But I feel like it would be it's going to be an easy choice.
Okay,
I mean it's
okay.
not going to be an easy choice, but
right.
it's going to be there's going to be some tellers that will make it either he will fall asleep and not wake up, or he will. It will be something that you just know it's the right time.
Okay.
He basically got up from laying down during this conversation and came over, mm-hmm. and he's staring at me and rubbing up against me, and it's like, Mom, I'm here.
Yeah.
Just knock it off.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So there's not a like a long term time frame that I'm seeing whether or not, but the timing of the moving, either he will be there shortly after I see you with two dogs if the move happens sooner, and then one dog if it happens later, a year or so from now.
Yeah,
yeah, and I do think it's going to be a gentle thing. And my big concern is specifically what you said, which is not really a concern because who doesn't want to go that way, is you just don't wake up.
Yeah.
You know, it's way better than having to make choices.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
My love is with you, my dear. So
right,
I know that's
yes.
not an easy thing. And good job walking through what you're walking through right now.
Hey, life is, and we're all here to walk through the next steps. So thank you so much to both of you for what you do.
And what a message from your hummingbird that you're
oh,
in
it?
A unique time for yourself to do what you're doing. And that's what that white buffalo, that we're in this unique time to do things for ourselves the way we are.
So she has a spiritual hummingbird that's set
yep.
up with a... And a
yes, that's what I was trying to say. Yes.
That's wonderful.
I got it in for you.
So anything else you want to know about before we end the call?
Just real quick, simple. I'm sure this is not an issue. He seems to have lost some amount of weight, Tucker. I don't see it as a huge issue, but
no,
I mean,
it's part of his. It's just part of his body changing.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, Kathy. Yeah. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Alrighty, if anyone else out there thinking, oh, man, I should call in. Well, now would be the time. It's call now or hold your peace another month before Natasha will be back. So if you'd like a quick reading, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, toll free is 888-298-5569. All right, any report on the Mariners?
It's 5-1 Orioles right now, but the Mariners each inning are still trying to keep up. They just can't get those runners in, so we'll see.
They're getting the hits, but not the runners
in. It's still the fourth inning. We can theoretically, you know, come back and get ahead
There's
of them.
Still time. All right. Could kind of tell that his demeanor was changing over there. you know, we didn't follow up, Stacy, because I don't get to see you too often. How are the Frenchies, Tank and the Bagman? How is life in the Frenchie world?
The Frenchie world is doing fine. I did want to touch on Natasha with this whole Nathan reconnecting story.
Oh, cool.
We can go back.
Let's gossip. Nathan, go back to the Mariners.
No, not about Nathan.
I mean, we can go back to the reconnecting story.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, not so much about Nathan. I want to pry. But, I mean, just the theme. Because when I go to Hawaii, I also sort of reconnect with someone that I've known in the past. And so I've mentioned it to Natasha a few times, and we did meet up again when I was
This is as the animal world turns.
I thought it was
in the
funny.
Moonlit studio.
I just thought it was funny that Nathan has this story. I was like, oh wow.
So this is
crazy.
A theme, is it?
Yeah. So I was just, Natasha, just kind of what's the energy around this? I mean, obviously.
So this is someone that you knew in Hawaii?
No. We actually met. He is from Hawaii, but we met in college here.
Okay.
Had time together, and then
so this
we're
is
apart.
Someone that's just come back into the picture again. Recently.
Right. Over the years, we've had our own lives, and So
all right, Natasha.
So I don't know. Just I think I've asked Natasha about it before, mm-hmm. and I just obviously we live in different places, but is this a good friendship?
Oh, so he doesn't live where?
No, he lives in Hawaii now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
here,
but
so.
Isn't that interesting because, you grew up in Hawaii.
Right.
Although we don't call you a Hawaiian because?
Because I am not Hawaiian. I am not.
And you are, what are
I'm
you?
I'm Filipino. Half Filipino, half Caucasian.
That's why we got all excited when Nathan went off to the Philippines. We thought, marrying into Stacy's family here. But no. So this guy lives in Hawaii.
Yes.
All right. Well, that wouldn't be you're used to living there and all of that sort of thing.
Well, I don't have no plans to move to Hawaii.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, so are you seeing anything happening
so
here?
Yeah, so logistics, going to be the story. Friendship, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Communication, yes. But I'm not.
You're not seeing a major hookup here.
I'm not seeing a major
hookup. Well, that's not what I really want. I just
No, but what I'm seeing is that he's a good person that once in a while you just reach out and he fills up your cup
friend.
Yeah, when you guys communicate, and then there's going to be times where you guys don't communicate and then you communicate again enjoy it when it's here.
Right. Okay.
But I wouldn't put any seasoning into it because lives are lives, in two different places.
Right. Okay.
It would be look a little different if you guys were in the same area. But yet at the same time, though, it's a personal choice also. Does that make sense?
Right. And it's okay to be, connected in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, friendship is friendship. I still have a friend that I met doing Doreen Virtue in Hawaii. And then he lived in England, and now he's living in New Zealand, and we still talk. So, it's like, we can have.
And you're married to somebody else.
And I'm married to somebody else. And my husband has a coworker that's a good girlfriend. So, it's like enjoy relationships while we have them.
Because there really aren't any rules. It's what works for the individuals
and
involved.
And it's integrity.
Right.
It's
and that's one reason I've been so proud of Nathan. Because he just is such a stand-up guy. He's just handling all of his situations so well.
Yeah, it's and my husband an talks about when he has lunch with his ex-coworker. And I have communication when I talk with my friend. It's like, it's just
nobody's
of,
hiding anything no, from anybody,
no.
and you
so
share
just
the whole
enjoy,
thing.
Right. Enjoy friendships when we can have them, and I wouldn't put any more.
Okay,
into
now
it.
I have a question for now. If he lived here, or you lived there, you think there's any like sparky stuff between the two of you or anything?
Well, I think on my end, but
there could be.
I get a little from him, but it's hard to know because we live in different places.
Yeah.
So
okay, so. Mm-hmm. Well, you never know. Well, so we'll put this on the soap opera list. We'll have to check on this from time to time. So now, have you been close enough that you see him every time you go to Hawaii or something, or would talk to him every time?
Yeah, pretty much, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Recently. I mean, the last maybe 10 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Separated for a long time. We always each had different lives at some point.
Oh, yeah, and
enjoy when you can.
Cool. As we're chatting, since you were there, now I know the trip to Hawaii before this, you went to Maui, right?
Yes.
All right. Did you check on Maui or anything while you're there? I'm not very going. I mean, can you give us a report on Maui and Lahaina?
Like a dry, because we went to the area past Lahaina, went to Kaanapali in one of the days on our day trip. And it's still pretty sad. It's very, burnt up, and it's just they close off the whole area. They kind of have it boarded off. It was very sad.
But it is okay to travel now there. And
it seems like it. Yeah,
and they want travelers now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't imagine actually being there, but you still can't really go and look at Lahaina property, you know, and all of that.
No. If you don't have a home there or had a home there.
Wow. Wow. Has anybody heard anything on the banyan tree?
I think it's growing again, is what I've heard.
All right. Well, that's good news. Okay. So, but the Frenchies are good.
Frenchies are good, yeah. Okay, and they survived their pets hotel. They weren't. Bagman was a good boy. Sometimes he gets a little riled up, but they said he was a good boy.
All right. All right. And no little quirky stuff going on and all of that good stuff.
He's doing all right.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, it looks like we're a little over time, but before we did, have we caught up at all?
No, it's still 5-1 Orioles.
Well, fooey.
Bottom of the fourth.
All right. Come on, Mariners. Let's think good thoughts. And while we do that, let's take care of advertisers. For the last time and then the show and last call for anybody that would like to ask a question, behavior training or healing questions or anything you want to know from Natasha. This is your last chance. Otherwise, it's next month. 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. But before we do, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his healingministryforanimals.com. Check him out online at the website Healing Ministry for Animals. He always does a free telephone evaluation if you'd like to talk to him about you or your animal friends. And then he can work with you on the air. Or privately, if you work with him privately, you do have to join his private membership group, but that only costs $10. And he'll talk to you for free before you do that. So you can go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, say you'd like to talk. He will arrange a phone call. And our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, has got the Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. And a phenomenal experience to be there and in the gong room and with the gongs and the chimes and acutonic forks. She puts me back together every week, and I sure appreciate it. You can see her in person, or she can work with you remotely. Whispering-Dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And if you know anybody's got problems with their dogs and would like their problem solved quickly, I always do a free telephone evaluation, and I can usually only have to see my clients once to get problems resolved. So write down this number and give it to anybody you know that has problems with their dogs. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty, and looks like we got time to sneak in one more phone call. So we are headed down to Olympia. And Ted, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, what fun. This is great. Thank you so much for taking my call. Okay. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Now, are you a first-time caller and listener and all of that, or you've been hanging out?
First-time caller and listener, yeah. Great show you guys have.
All right. So how did you find us?
I was just going on the dial, and I thought, well, I wonder what's on KKNW, and then you guys were on, and I thought, well, this sounds pretty cool.
So. All right, so you were channel surfing. Okay, Ted. Well, we are delighted to have you. Now you're part of the family, so you have to be here every week, you know?
Okay.
All right, so what's on your mind? What can we help you with?
Well, I had a kitty cat for many years named Fluffy, and he's passed. He's on the other side now. But I was wondering, does he want to come back? Because I was thinking about getting another orange kitty like him, and I know that animal spirits can jump into.
Yeah. Okay.
So now let's...
I'm getting no. But I'm getting, though, that this next cat, you need to have another individual animal to help you with what you're doing now.
But not Fluffy.
Not
that,
Fluffy.
That particular soul is not coming back.
Not coming back at this time. Actually, I see him having too much fun on the other side, honestly. So he doesn't
want a body again.
He doesn't want a body right now. I'm saying right now. But
the good news is, Ted, Fluffy's having a great time on the other side.
All right.
So, go ahead.
Okay, there's another cat named Big Boy I had for many years. Would he like to come back? Maybe it's a dog.
And
Big Boy, he likes to check in on you. He's a little bit more, not to say that Fluffy wasn't connected with you, but Big Boy is a little bit more, connected to you.
And he comes in and out to check on Ted.
Yeah, he does. But I'm getting that this new soul, it's not a new soul for you. But this new soul coming in is going to be one he needs to be more fresher for a new start for you, so that this one will be more of a different connection for you. Because if you thought that this animal had a soul of the old one, you would wish that it would be more like that animal or interact that way unconsciously. But this is an opportunity for you to have a whole new relationship, a whole new understanding, a whole new adventure, I'm going to call it, with this newer animal.
Okay, so it's not going to be Fluffy. It's not going to be Big Boy. But something you said made me think, has Ted had a relationship with this soul before?
Yeah, this one.
So this is not an unknown soul to Ted.
And I'm getting you, like, if you had an animal when you were a kid, like around that 7-9 time.
Oh, so this soul vibration has been with him before in
yes.
this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who else you got? It's not Fluffy. It's not Big Boy. What are the names of your other animals, Ted?
Well, there's been quite a few. Ladybird is one.
Okay, just keep saying them, and I'll look at Natasha's face.
Okay. And then before Ladybird, there was like a calico cat that I had, and
Oh boy, I had a bunch of different kitties.
Yeah, one of them. It's I wouldn't get attached.
Oh, okay.
But I would just say though that enjoy the relationship of freshness that you're going to have with this new one.
Okay.
And is the new one coming in a cat suit or a dog suit?
Cat suit.
Cat suit. Do you look at me going out of state?
Going out of state. Yes, there's some questions. You need to make sure that your decisions are more secure when you do it, though.
Okay, that's fine. Sure.
Yeah. No. You're gonna want to make sure that you have your more ducks in a row. Going out of state. There's something that's tripping you up a little bit, and you need to get that, whatever that is. It feels like it's more either where you want to live or the job you're going to have where you're living. That there's something or something connected with something that you're going to be doing that you want to have more understanding about that connection.
I see. Yeah.
Does that make sense? That there's something going on with the negotiation of what you're going to be doing and where you're going to be, where you're going to be staying. That you want to get that cleaner before you make your steps.
So he should have a definitive plan before he moves.
Not cement, but more. This is what I'm choosing to do. So then the universe knows what to give you. If we kind of go, well, I'm just going to land where I'm going to land, the universe wants you to make some decisions on what you want and then negotiate with what the universe is going to give you.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's actually very accurate because I have been thinking about moving to a different place, but there has been a delay, and I don't really know why. Well, I kind of know why, but I hope things get cleared up in by the end of the month.
And your move will happen in midsummer, but you need to get more definitive. I want a calm place to live. I want people around me to be stronger and more, you know, negotiable. I want people to be kind. I want, you know, what do you want to get clear, to get through? And then ask for your whatever lifetimes you've had complications with change to be cleared out. And you know what I mean to how to do that.
I think so.
Okay. So just basically the mantra.
Let go of the past, decide what you want now, and put that out there.
I'll give you a quick mantra. I respect and honor all lifetimes of past, and I'm going to live in the now and make my choices now.
Okay.
Something in that category. You can change that up a little bit, but I would say something like all lifetimes past, I honor what choices I've made. Now it's time to make sure that I can make the choice that I want to make now, and I'm going to make it.
Sure, that's really good advice. Thank you. I had planned to do a move this month, but
no.
Okay.
It's time to make those choices, but not make the move.
I see. So you're looking at like July or August?
Yes. We're coming up at the end of the show, but if you want more guidance, I can do a 30-minute or a private session with you to help you get some clarity on this.
Oh, how sweet of you. How do I reach you?
Intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com.
And phone number for everybody who wants Natasha's phone number, 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Sorry, Ted, to cut you off, but we're up against the clock and we need to go. But thanks so much.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
Yeah, joining the family, and we expect you to show up regularly now. Okay. And check in third Sunday of every month. Natasha is here. So let's check in next month and see if you've made your right choices and you're ready to move. All righty. So anyway, thanks for calling Animal World. And golly, we are pretty much out of time. But Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting me, and I'm so grateful to be here.
And anybody that wants to check in, it's intuitiveclarifications.com. And her podcast is 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. The YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, the letter I and the letter C. Natasha Venter, IC. And, of course, you can call her at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty, and then next week. It is the last Sunday of May. I believe it's Memorial Day weekend coming up. And it will be an encore show. And you can tune in to hear our last healing show with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. And, of course, you can get a circuit healing just by listening and following Linda's instructions. So even if you heard the show, it's a good thing to listen again. Get a little tune-up. And golly, Natasha, thanks for making the trip all the way down. And you're going to hang around down here. You're going over to the city.
Yep, over to Seattle for a little bit. And then, but probably we'll call in next time.
next month we'll probably be Zooming. But at least we got you down here and got to get in the studio today.
Yes.
Stacy, thank you so much for being here. And just, you know, feel so good about what a wonderful Mother's Day. And gosh, and now thanks for, now we have a girl version of As the Animal World Turns, and we have a guy version As the Animal World Turns. All right, before we wrap it up, Nathan, Mariners?
Not good. 5-1 Orioles.
All right, so once we close out here, we got to put all our energy towards helping Nathan's team win. So root for the Mariners, everybody. And encore next week, and then in 2 weeks, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So I hope you'll join us for that. And have a great afternoon. Pay attention to the weather and whether or not you take your animal friends along and all that good stuff. So as always, did you have something to say? No, okay. As always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things, and we'll talk to you again next week.